You're listening to Memoirs of a Gaysian, the podcast, with your host, Peter Perry Lyon. Wait, did you hear my tongue pop earlier?
Hello, hello to all the Gaysians and people of other persuasions. You're listening to Memoirs of a Gaysian, the podcast hosted by me, Peter Perry Lamb. And I know it's been a hot second since I posted a full episode. And I apologize, but life happens. The summer's been super busy for me. But here I am. I'm back. We've got two more episodes before we wrap up all of season one. And I just want to take a second to thank each and every one of you listeners for tuning in week after week, skip a couple weeks after week. This all started because I wanted to dabble in podcasts, just see what the medium was like. I had been talking about this for a couple of years, and, you know, after just a lot of stuff happening earlier this year with the Netflix thing and just doing my one-man show a couple of times, I thought it was finally time to, you know, take the leap, and it's been so much fun. I've learned so much about doing podcasts and so much about myself, and yeah, I'm going to wrap up this season. I'm going to take a little time before we come back strong for season two, and I promise you it's going to be bigger and better. So yeah. Anyways, today's interview will feature two of my coworkers, Michael and Gall, who are, let's get this all out there, straight, white, cisgendered males. And I kind of put them in the hot seat and quizzed them about queer topics. It's hilarious to watch them squirm and trying to figure out the answers. Unfortunately, you can't really see them, but hopefully you can hear it and enjoy it as much as I did. Before we get into all that, let's take a few minutes to delve into pop culture and some things that may be on social media and whatnot. On a fun note, on a rumor, I heard that Destiny's Child might be coming back for a reunion tour and might be recording some new music. Now, it's definitely a rumor, and I could totally see this going the way of not happening, and this was totally just fabricated. But God, I hope it's true. I hope it's so true. If you know me, you know that Destiny's Child is very much so part of my early teenage years. And truthfully, of my everyday life currently, I pretty much listen to Say My Name, Bills, 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 Girl, Cater to You, Stand Up for Love on a weekly basis. What makes so much sense to me for this to happen now is that all three of them are at a place in their career where they've been doing their own solo thing. Of course, Beyonce has been killing the solo game, but they've all been super successful in their solo careers. And they've done very interesting things. They've done groundbreaking things. And I think it's so perfect that now they come back together to sing their catalog in the time of Me Too and feminism being at the forefront and the Women's March and all these things being top of mind. Their music has that much more gravity. And I think it breathes new life into these songs. And they're just that much more poignant. So, like I said, I don't know if it's true, but God, I hope it's true. So pray with me, y'all. Pray with me. Let's take it to church. Ugh. Moving on to a less fun topic. If you were on social media this past week or just reading the news, you might have heard about a certain gentleman named Stephen Ross. He is an investor in Equinox, which is also the parent company of SoulCycle. And apparently, he held a fundraiser for Donald Trump at his Southampton home this past weekend, and it did not go well within the communities of Equinox and SoulCycle. If you know anything about those brands, you'll know that a lot of those patrons are fairly liberal, LGBTQ, and allies of those communities. There was a lot of hurt feelings, there were a lot of harsh words, and while I was shocked by this announcement of Stephen Ross being a, supporter of Donald Trump, I know the one thing that hurt me most was hearing about people calling studios and talking to the staff at those studios and talking to those instructors on social media, saying that they're bigots, saying that they they are working for a terrible company, saying that they are a part of the problem. Now, if you know me, you know that I used to work for SoulCycle, and it was a very bright time in my life. I made a lot of great friends there. It changed my perception of fitness, and it was really a great time in my life. And I know in my heart of hearts that the instructors and staff at the studios are not aligned with Stephen Ross or Donald Trump. I'm not saying that you can't be angry and want to speak out against Stephen Ross, but it was just really hurtful to hear how some people approached the people behind the desk, the people that are always there for you. So that's just my opinion on it. I support the instructors. I support the staff at the studios. And I want to be sure that as you are speaking out and speaking up and being heard and trying to voice your opinion, just remember that the people behind that desk and on that bike are also on your side. So just bear that in mind. All right, well, that's enough pop culture for now. So we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Michael and Gall, my coworkers. And yeah, we'll hear how they fare in a gay pop quiz. Stay tuned. Back with my guests Michael and Gall. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great, Peter.
We're good.
Actually, you should probably, since they can't see you, like, just distinguish your voices with your name.
Oh, I'm Michael, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm Gall.
Perfect. Both of these gentlemen are actually my co-workers, and we're doing it during this interview during lunch break, so we have to rush through. All right, well, as mentioned before the break, I'm going to do a take on 20 questions specifically about queer topics to these two cisgendered heterosexual white males.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. They have not gotten any of these questions beforehand. And yeah, this should be interesting. I mean, I personally know, Michael and I were talking about this the other day. And I was saying,
so you were informed, but I wasn't.
No, he's not informed. I was talking to him the other day, I don't know, we were joking around, and I think you were, like, saying something. I was like, oh, your turn, you're done speaking. Like, sorry, you're straight, white, and male. Sorry, you can't talk
anymore. I checked a lot of boxes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, your people have talked too much already, so we're going to stop there. But in this one moment, I've decided to allow
Thank you for your kind to speak.
And, yeah, just answer these questions of mine. So, are you ready? Do you feel like you're up to the challenge? Do you feel that you could probably do well?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be Gall.
I don't really know what I don't understand what these questions are. So, we'll see. I don't really know what we're doing.
I mean, I fully believe that Michael will fare much better than you in this arena. But who knows, Gall? You might surprise me. I don't know. Maybe you're, like, a super ally and... And let me know, they both are allies and supportive of the queer community, correct?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, they say that now.
Yeah.
There will be a tell-all segment of this podcast afterwards. All right, straight white people, you ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, actually, Gall's not white, so.
There you go.
He's
pretty
kind
white.
Of, he's white-ish. He's white adjacent.
If I saw him, I would say that.
Yeah, he's white presenting.
I guess so, but...
Yeah, he's actually, what, Middle Eastern?
Middle Eastern.
White presenting, though. You would never know if you didn't ask.
Yeah, I don't really deal with people thinking that I'm not, so...
So he inherited white privilege.
Yeah. Basically.
All right, let's get started. That's something easy. Something easy, okay? Both
sure.
of you can collectively come together on this, but
okay.
Michael, don't answer all of it for him.
Okay.
All right, first question. Define the letters of LGBTIA. Oh, excuse me, LGBTQIA.
Okay, see, I thought this was going to be opinions on things. I didn't know it was like trivia, which I'm cool with. I just didn't know.
There
are
some opinions. We can discuss them.
L. Lesbian.
Yeah, gay.
Bisexual.
LG.
Oh, sorry.
Gay.
L. Yeah, gay.
Bisexual.
Transsexual.
Transgender.
Transgender,
yeah,
sorry. That's a more...
LGBTQ, queer.
Queer.
Uh-huh.
L.
I.
L I.
Is it L?
No, it's LGBTQ,
yeah.
And then there's I and A.
I and A.
Yeah, I.
Intersex.
And A. Intersex.
Wow.
Good job,
girl.
That shook me. Oh my god.
And
A.
Asexual.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow, girl. I am impressed.
The IA
I
would never have gotten.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say, I naturally still say LGBT.
I took a lot of gender classes in college.
Oh my god, look
yeah.
at you. Did you take any gender
newer?
Classes, Michael?
Gender communication was like, I took 3 gender and comm classes because I really liked the teacher.
Oh, so you were trying to like get it.
No, it was a guy and we just
oh.
I got along. He was just a cool guy. Just an interesting, like, it,
actually,
this class was just interesting.
I'm the same way. That's
and
how
it was easy, but, like, it was
yeah.
also genuinely interesting.
So that's how I have a minor in Irish cultures.
Interesting.
Irish cultures.
I took a women's studies class my freshman year of college, but I was also an idiot, so, yeah, that's
so, yeah.
that. That's
so
the end of that statement.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's very informative.
Yes,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
By the way, did we discuss ages? Gaul is, like, fresh from the womb. He's the ripe age of, what, 20?
I just turned 23.
23. And then Michael is, like, raising in the sun over here. Like,
yeah, 31. Going on 50.
Yeah, and I'm not a day over 21, so.
Mm.
my listeners know that. Don't break the illusion for them. Okay. Great, you guys got the first question right. Amazing.
Good job, Gaul. I'm
going to
give credit on that one to Gaul.
All right, second question. We got to move through these. Define POC.
Person of color.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Hip to the lingo. All right, here's something more fun. So currently in the presidential Democratic race right now, there's like, what, like 25 candidates?
So many.
Yeah.
So many. Like, every debate is in like 2 parts.
Everybody gets
like,
one question.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Actually, like 2-word answers.
Yeah.
Like, that's all. We have a yes or no answer. Thank you. but there is one candidate who is specifically a out gay mayor in, what, Indiana? I think
yeah,
it's
South, I think
it's South
Bend, Indiana.
South Bend, Indiana. His first name is Pete. He goes by Mayor Pete. That's his, like, moniker, which is really cute, I guess. His last name has posed an issue to many people as they can't read it. And
it's very hard to say. I know
I
had
no clue
what
we're talking about.
Okay, so Gaul is out.
Well, see, my family's not a huge... We don't... My parents can't vote. So
oh, yeah,
it's not
parents.
Really political
yeah.
in my house.
That's fair. Okay, so you opt out of this one. Can you pronounce Mayor Pete's last name?
Is it Buttigieg or Buttig?
No, that's not it. You want to take a try after hearing that?
Buttigieg? It's like
here.
It's
let
like,
me show you. I'll show you his last name here.
Yeah, it's Buttigieg or something. Right?
Yeah. Here, there you go. That's how you spell his last name.
But a G's.
B-U-T-G.
So, you made it sound Israeli. That was straight up Hebrew, I think.
Isn't the W Butte? Doesn't
that
make
sense?
Yeah, it's an U. It's a long U. No, long U.
Oh, it's not a W.
No.
It's a double T.
Yeah.
You said W.
I didn't say W. I mean, I said it like a W, but I don't know the answer.
It's okay.
The,
yeah,
no guess.
It?
It's Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. He judges Buddha. Nobody
no.
judges Buddha.
You can't,
Buddha.
Well, he's dead and probably not a real person. Oh, no, Buddha was a real person.
Yeah.
There's so many versions
he's
of Buddha.
Super chill.
Yes, so it's Pete Buttigieg. <Buddha judge. laughs>
All
right. He literally has a pronunciation guy where it's like boot, edge, edge.
I think I just
boot,
like
edge,
the
edge,
idea
yeah.
of our
Buddha
person
judge.
Having booty in his name.
Yeah.
And Michael has the maturity of a 5-year-old. Okay, so you both failed that. Cool. Right,
cool.
Finish this movie title. To Wong Fu.
Return of Jafar.
No.
I have no clue. All
right, I'll give you more. To Wong Fu. Thanks for everything.
New York.
This
no.
is a quote.
This is a movie title.
This is a whole title?
Yes.
Of a
movie? To Wong Fu, I think, colon, right? And then it's like the description of what's going to
you
happen.
You got me on this
no,
one.
Okay, you both failed.
How old is
the
this
movie?
Movie?
It is not. It is old.
23. This is a Michael question.
It might have come out when you were born. I don't know actually when it came out, but it's a movie. Well, I'll give you the title. The title is To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Never would have got it.
It's a movie. It's beloved by the queer community because it has a lot of drag queens in it. Well, a lot of actors as drag queens. Actually, what's his first name? Leguizamo.
John
Leguizamo is actually famously in the movie, and he played a drag queen. It's a good movie. It's really funny. I think you would both actually really enjoy it.
Maybe I'll check it out.
I do like John Leguizamo.
Next time you head to the Blockbuster,
The Blockbuster.
Friday nights.
All right. Speaking of drag queens, can you collectively name 5 drag queens?
Queer Wang. Yeah.
All right, I'll give you that.
Queer
Wang. I accept.
RuPaul.
RuPaul.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
JanSport.
You only know that because of me, but fine.
Hey,
whatever.
You said name 5.
That's fine. That's
how
three.
You know them.
Get 2 more.
Oh, man. I feel like I know. You've been showing me a bunch lately. I just haven't been paying attention to the
names. I've been
showing
biological women. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know any of the names. That's the most fun part about them, is the names of some of them.
I mean, that's a factor. I don't think it's the most fun part. I think the performance factor sometimes is hopefully more fun than their name.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
2 more.
I'm out.
I'm trying to think of loopholes here.
You can literally think of a pun, and I guarantee you there's probably a name.
Well, I already told you my name would be Harry Detty. Instead of Harry from Blondie, but I'm sure someone has that name.
I don't know. I can't think of any now.
You could literally. Well, okay, you both failed. It's fine. But
give us a couple.
I mean, such good ones.
Give us a couple of your favorites.
I mean, well, JanSport is one of my.
That's
favorites.
My favorite.
Miss Jennifer Sport.
Yeah, that's,
come on,
that's
so good.
That's
oh my God, my good friend who was on this podcast recently, her name is Ophelia Hadass.
Ooh.
Yeah, come on,
yeah,
Ophelia Hadass.
I listened to that podcast.
Yeah, that one was a good one. I mean, there's always Anita Dix.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
a
good one. What is it? I mean, literally, this is a joke from, I think, American Pie, Ivana Hoppa.
So it is any name.
Pretty much
any
pun you can think of, there's probably a drag
queen
that has
anything a fifth grade kid would write on a piece of paper and think it's hilarious,
yeah,
it's probably a drag queen.
Exactly, exactly.
or Michael, at any age.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so you failed that one. That's okay. All right, you mentioned RuPaul, though. What is RuPaul's last name? Extra credit if you can give his full name.
I don't know. I've seen the name before. I don't know it.
RuPaul?
No.
Paul.
Paul's not the last name. RuPaul is one word.
Is it?
Yes. So we failed. We failed this.
Is it capital RU and then capital P?
I think
is it
so.
RuPaul like that?
I feel like it could be that. I don't know. I go back and forth. I think he goes back and forth too.
Well, Ru is a name. So
yeah,
I don't know
McClanahan,
what I
sure.
thought.
What?
McClanahan? Rue McClanahan?
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't, I don't know.
Who's Rue McClanahan? This is not a question. I'm just wondering if you know golf.
I don't.
Yeah, you absolutely do not.
I never watched Drag Race, but I do remember the RuPaul show back in the day.
You are old enough for that, yes.
Yeah.
What? There was a different one?
Yeah,
it was a talk show.
On MTV or VH1.
Oh.
Anyways, RuPaul's full name is RuPaul Andre Charles.
Right.
Not doing well.
No.
Not great, not great.
No.
All right, we're moving on from from drag queens now.
Okay.
What does the word PrEP mean to you in the context of queer people?
It's the HIV prevention, is it prevention medication? Or?
Yeah, wow. Did you know that?
Yeah. I have a few friends who take it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, PrEP. It is a HIV prevention drug. What's the word? Not accuracy, but the...
It makes it undetectable, the virus, right?
No. It just essentially blocks... I think the way it works is that,
You take it before,
you take it,
if you're...
You take it every day.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a preventative drug. Not the accuracy, but what's the word we're looking for? The effectiveness is, pretty much 99.9%.
That's awesome.
So if you don't have HIV, pretty much as long as you take the pill every day, you most likely will not get HIV. So, yeah, interesting.
Be preferable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that would be great, a world without HIV. Means a world without AIDS, so that's good. Okay, moving on from that. You each will have to answer this separately.
Alright.
Name one Ariana Grande song.
I can do this.
I can do a lot.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh man, I'm blanking now too.
I can go off her older album. We can do like
Deep Cuts.
Honeymoon Avenue.
So the fact that he just gave me the album, by the way, on a daily basis, I question Michael's identity. Because I saw his like workout playlist once, and it was gayer than mine. So, but he has a loving girlfriend, and they're happy, and they live together. So he's straight, I guess. I'm gonna wait on you because you literally gave me an album title. Just give me a song, girl. A song.
I don't know if is it Next or is it Thank You Next?
I love
it. Hey, good job. Thank You Next. Why not?
Is that the title?
Yes, that is the title.
I heard her at Coachella. I didn't go to the stage, but.
You heard whisperings, murmurings of her? How dare you not attend Ariana Grande's concert at Coachella?
No,
like,
I'm
how
sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Not an ally.
I was in that.
Michael, give me a song.
Right There from the Honey. I like that
album. That's
a
great song. That's one of my favorite songs.
Is that
my friend
Mac Miller? Is the one with Big Sean? What's the one with Big Sean?
That's The Way.
That one's really good too. I really like that album.
I think that's Big Sean. Yeah.
I know a lot of the newer ones that have come out, but I actually very much like that album at that time.
Well, that album is very like a nod to the 90s.
Yeah.
It's like very much like 90s Mariah Carey pop,
which
I love. Okay. Are you familiar? Well, here's a question, and then we'll see how well you guys do. Are you aware of a TV show called Pose?
Yes.
Yes.
I have not seen it, but I see the act. It's HBO, right?
FX?
FX. What was I watching when I saw the ads for it? I think I was watching the Gianni Versace story, and it was the ads were coming on a lot, because that's an FX.
I'm 100% unaware of Pose.
Okay.
So I'll be boring on this question.
Aware of it.
Okay, well, it's a two-part question. So that you're aware of it, at least, Gal. Can you name one actor from the show Pose?
No.
Blank.
I can hear the voice in my head, though, from the commercial of someone yelling out.
Is there anyone on that show that we would know from another show that maybe we could guess?
No, okay. Probably not.
All right.
Well, Pose is a show about ball culture. Do you know what ball culture is?
I knew it was about going to like the ball.
So like the ball culture of like late 70s, early 80s in New York City. Ball culture is like where the queer community, drag queens, trans people went to kind of do these competitions. Like I would say like more renegade pageants in categories and whatnot, and Pose just is kind of takes a fictional look at that time of New York City. The actor that I would have probably picked from it is Billy Porter, who's been gotten a lot of traction from it, who I personally have loved for like years.
Was he the original Kinky Boots guy?
Yes. Right. Yeah, original.
I went and saw Kinky Boots in high school. My only time in New York before living here. My high school brought me here, and then we went and saw that.
I'll give you guys half a point for it, just because you're aware
the party that I worked at, the one at Capitale,
yeah.
was like super kind of like the ball culture.
They
had performances on stage. There was they had like the world champion pole dancer there, and there was a pole like hanging from the ceiling, not even attached to the ground, and he was dancing on it, and it was a cool time. There was like fire and sword swallowing and this big ballroom.
You're gonna say something else, Gal. Big balls. all right, last question, and I would hope that both of you can answer this.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of this podcast?
Memoirs of a Gaysian.
Oh, great! I'm gonna use that in like an ad. All right. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. You kind of failed the test, but.
We totally failed the test. We didn't do well at all.
We might have gotten like a 60%.
Let me see.
60 is a
fail.
No, 60 is a D minus.
60
baby.
Is not a D minus. You went to high school in the 30s. If 60 is a D minus.
When did you go to high school?
65 and below is an F.
No. 60
yeah.
and below.
69. No, 69.
No, 69
65
is a D.
To 69 is a D minus. F is 65.
Wait, what are your...
No, 69 was failing in my... You had to have at least a 70 to pass.
Yeah, so you had to have a 70 to have a C to move on to
have a D.
No, D was 60 to 69.
Y'all had some low standards.
Well, let's break it down. Let's go back up.
65 down is usually
let's
that.
Go backwards.
65 to 69 is a D minus.
A is 100 to 90, correct?
92 to 100 was an A.
Well, all right, what's A minus goes down to 90 for you? Or
no, B plus was like 91.
Wow. So ours was all 10s.
Is this in college or in high school?
High school. We had high standards in Upper Darby, Delaware County.
Yeah, I definitely did not have high standards in mine. No, so I guess we're digressing from
a little bit, but it's okay. I love a good scale and rating people poorly, so this is great.
I stay with scales.
But
what's the scale you're teaching me about?
The Richter scale?
No, the library one. That's not the real.
The Dewey
Decimal.
This is another podcast. The fact that Gall doesn't know what the Dewey Decimal System is mind boggling, and I'm shook.
Also, no one who robbed Thomas was yesterday when I was talking about him, but.
Yeah, you are old.
You guys are old.
Makes me sad.
Stop saying that, Gall. This is my podcast. How dare you defame my name here? okay, but you got LGBTQIA, you got POC, you got PrEP, which is, like, that one kind of, like, I thought that was going to get you. Like, you were like, oh, like, meal prep? That's what I kind of thought you were going to say.
Someone who wears button-up shirts a lot.
Yeah. And then you named two Ariana Grande songs. I mean, literally, Michael over here knows the whole discography and her whole catalog. You were aware of Billy Porter, so I gave you half a point. Like, that's
45.
Great. You knew the name of this podcast, and if you didn't, I would have been super insulted, so I'm glad you got that.
Almost a Michael D.
Yeah.
And you know what a drag queen is. So.
Yeah.
All right. I think you guys did well.
We got three drag queens. So we can have
you got
one
three.
On that
you got
one,
three.
Right?
Yeah.
So we got a 60.
Yeah, you did fine. You
it's
did better.
Minus.
You did better than terrible.
All
right. Well, gentlemen, I know that we all have meetings to get to, but thank you so much for joining me. I had so much fun, and the world should know that we have two allies for the queer community in Michael and Gall. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
A big thank you to Michael and Gall for joining me on the podcast today. I had so much fun chatting with them, and let it be known to all of us in the LGBTQ community that we have two great allies in both of them. That's all I've got for you today, but before you go, remember, if you like what you're listening to, comment, rate, subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. You can follow me at PPL2006 on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow the podcast's Instagram at Memoirs of Agasian Pod. And what else? That's all I really got for you. Remember, please comment, rate, subscribe. There are 8 other episodes before this, some bonus features. Listen to all of that. Tell your friends about it. Get them into it. We've only got one more episode left before season 1 is wrapped and finished. But until next time, peace out.